This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio, and we are here with another segment in the Jewish state of Israel. And I want to start off by saying thank you to everyone who supports Insight to Israel and the work that we do here in Israel. I want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Hershey's for Heroes, who has sent Hershey's chocolate bars to the Israeli Defense Force with a note on each one saying thank you for defending the Jewish state and helping to maintain its sovereignty and security. Today, I am in the town of Ma'alot, near Haifa. It's a beautiful day here in the Haifa area, which is along the coastline of Israel. And I have had the privilege of meeting some very special folks that have treated me very well all day. We had a great lunch. And what's the name of this restaurant? I forget.
Shiput and Mangal.
Shiput?
Hamangal v'Hashiput.
Hamangal v'Hashiput. Another Hebrew lesson for me.
In the village, Meiria.
Can. Would I learn that in Olpan class? How to say the name of that restaurant? Would they have that in the book?
Sure.
It's a bad joke. Anyway, if I was taking Olpan class, would they say, okay, say the name of this restaurant? It's a great restaurant, though. Thank you very much, Simon, for your hospitality, sir. I appreciate it. Now, listen, this father-daughter team that I have here with me, I'm very impressed by the work that you guys have done here in Israel. Simon, Denitz, and his daughter Paula. And Paula, you're 15? 14 years old, and you've done a lot in your young age.
Yeah, but it's never late.
What's that?
It's never late. You can help people at any age.
Say it again. You can help people at any age. Very nice. I've looked at some of your videos. Now, Paula, when did you start out? When did you realize?
I guess in 5th grade.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, everything started, and I saw the earthquake in Haiti.
You saw the earthquake in Haiti.
And many kids got hurt. I felt bad for them, and I went to help. But humanitarian help, everyone already did it.
Right, the food, the medicine. And let me make a side note here. Israel was the first country in Haiti in 2005 after the earthquake, the first. And they're actually still there. They opened up the first hospital. So kudos to the Jewish state, as big as it is. And it's very far away from Haiti. So you knew that humanitarian help had already been there.
Yeah, but it's kids. So if you want to satisfy them and make them happy, so you need to help them at some level. Kids level. It means toys, for example.
Toys.
Because when you lose your parents, you lose your life, this kind of thing that can be your friend and help you in this hard time. So I knew that I can't just send my toy because it's not going to help to anyone. I thought about something much bigger.
Right.
And as everything, good thing that starts, it started with Facebook. I posted my idea, and many people saw that it's really good.
They responded.
Yeah, but the only one who offered me a help was Uzi Dayan.
Who?
Uzi Dayan.
And who is that? Is that a relation of Moshe Dayan?
Aluf? Yeah, yes.
Really? Moshe Dayan, if I'm wrong about this history, correct me, he actually helped take back the Western Wall, the eastern part of Jerusalem, Eastern part of Jerusalem?
From Israel.
Okay.
And they need Israel want to set free. It's people from Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu was there. Ehud Barak and Uzi Dayan as well.
And so he's a very popular man to help.
And he made, and maybe it happened, and those people are alive. So he helped me a lot, and with Yatsara, with humanitarian help.
Humanitarian help.
We sent toys twice. And this village, Meilia, helped too a lot.
Right.
And from all over the country, they sent us toys. They helped us. They thought that it's holy aiming. It's something really good to do. But, you know, it was a small thing that didn't continue. Yeah, it continued a little bit after the fire in Carmel. After the fire in Carmel.
Carmel?
Yeah. There was a fire. So we sent to the toys to some Usfia. It's an Arabic village.
Druze village. Okay.
Sorry. So after that, we stopped it a little bit.
It was fire in Mount Carmel.
In Mount Carmel, okay.
But it stopped. I don't know even why. People still want to send toys, but...
But you were able to get two shipments.
And Russia, when was there the water everywhere?
There was a flood?
Yeah. So we sent... They came to here, to Israel, to one place, and we helped them to with toys, and they were really excited and excited on their faces. So after this, I don't know.
And these children was Christian children.
Let me ask you, how old were you when you did this? This was back in 2005. So
I was ten years old. Yeah.
And you were on the news here. You got in the news.
Yeah.
What did you?
And in Canadian TV.
In the Canadian TV. So, Dad, what did you think when your daughter came to you with this idea? I mean, look, I've gotten to know both you folks here the past few hours. I'm really astonished by this because there's not too many young people at 10 years old that are actually stepping out and being proactive. That comes from mom and dad. That comes from the home. So what did you think? Were you surprised by this, or is it something, okay, honey, let's do it, let's work together?
I thought that I teach very good, my daughter.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job. Look, shaking hands. You guys are shaking hands. That's awesome. So you both got involved and collected toys for the kids in Haiti, toys for the kids in Russia who had a flood.
And in Israel.
And in Israel. And it looks like from the videos I saw, you've got a lot of...
By the way, in this village sphere,
okay.
These toys were enough for 30...
Were enough for 30 child gardens.
For 30 children.
Child gardens.
Garden.
Ah, the garden. Ah, garden for little children.
For 13.
For 13.
13.
30.
For 30.
30. Wow. 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 So, okay, so here you are, 10 years old, and you're 14 now. So you were younger than 10, actually, because if that was what year was that when you did the whole thing for Haiti?
I was 10.
You were 10. So that was 4 years, five.
No,
five
it
years.
Was maybe nine. Yeah, it started with nine something.
Yeah.
But the first time that everyone heard about it, it was kind of 10.
Okay.
Already.
But still, at that age, that's fantastic. Dad, thank you for what you've instilled in your child. And see, this is what makes the Jewish state great. Look, these things are happening in the United States, but very rarely. But United States. The United States is a bigger country. Here...
A little more big than Israel.
Yeah, much more bigger. But here, you have a nine-year-old in this very small strip of land. And, these are a lot of things that people don't know about the greatness of the Jewish state. you just don't see these things and in the media. So you don't. If you hear a little translation in the background, Simon, I need to learn more Hebrew, but we're speaking to an English audience. Simon's daughter, of course, being her age, she speaks English like she's like a translator.
Trying to.
I hope so.
You're doing a great job. So, moving forward, now, Simon, you came here. You're from Russia originally.
From the Soviet Union.
From the Soviet Union. So you came here back in the 90s after communism fell.
Yes.
You came home to Israel. Now, I remember you telling me when we were out, when we were having lunch, I asked you why you came back, and you said because the door was open. You said the door was open to come home, to come to Israel, like it had never been opened before. They weren't allowing Jews to leave Russia, to leave the Soviet Union, and come to Israel during communism. So you saw this opportunity, and you took it immediately, which I commend you for. Because what a lot of especially in America, many of the Jews there think, oh, I don't want to go back, or I don't feel that connection to Israel. But things are getting very tough in the States.
When I decided to leave Soviet Union, I did not go to find easy life.
To find an easy life. Wow.
I come to my motherland.
Wow. So, could you say that again for the listeners? When you left Russia, you didn't come for an easy life, but you came because this is your motherland. Repeat.
Okay.
I did not come to find easy life.
An easy life.
I came to my motherland.
Ken. No, there's a lot of importance in what you said. A lot. You understand what I'm saying? It's very important what you said, because
I don't know if it's important or not important. It's what I feel.
Right. And so, but my point is that more American Jews need to feel that. They need to hear that. That's a message I send to the United States a lot, because this is the Jewish state, and we need more Jews here to help make the country easier, to help make it better, to work hard. And because this is the Jewish state. So, now, right now, you came back to Israel, and what did you find? What stood out to you the most when you first arrived?
1 or 2 years, first year, I was in euphoria.
Euphoria?
Yes. I saw what I like here, what I not like here.
Right.
But I love this country.
Yeah, we love this country. And you know, that's something we talked about.
Sorry, and I feel that it's my country.
It's your country.
And only this country may be my country.
Right. Good or bad, it's your country.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. So what did your wife think about coming back? She was like, okay, my husband wants to go to Israel, I'm ready to go.
We are one head.
You're one head. Wow. You don't hear that a lot in the United States when it comes to marriage. Usually they say a monster has two heads. It'll They'll eat each other. Wow, that's fantastic. That says a lot about your marriage. And I wish your wife were here today. I saw your Facebook page, and you have a very beautiful wife. I know where your daughter gets it, from mom and dad. I mean, she's prettier than you are. No offense, you know. I think that's amazing, and I think that just knowing that you and your wife work together, I think that sets an example for many married couples.
Maybe, I don't know.
It does, whether you know it or not.
It's something normal that your wife and your husband agree with each other.
Right. Work together.
No, I think that it's normal. And I think that it's not normal when there are two other people that only fight.
Right.
It sounds weird.
No. And look, many times we... And I don't want to veer off, but many times we see people that say that we should work together, but they're not working together.
It just works.
And to make a big move like that, and to be in agreement, that's big. That says a lot. That speaks a lot. And I want to say thank you for being an example, not only to your family, to your children, who will always take that memory with them, but for being an example to other Jews that need to come home. And you show leadership. So, you and your daughter, you helped your daughter with the Haiti thing, with the Toys for Haiti?
Yes, of course.
And
he supported me.
He supported you. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. Now, are there any other projects that you worked on?
Of course.
Because we're going to get to the one big project called A Little Ambassador of the Big World. We're going to get to that. That's the whole reason why we're here. So what other projects did you work on together, you and Dad?
It's a project, first of all, that about kids. Like, most of them. Like, all our projects. It's passing a message through kids to the whole world about Israel.
Right.
A lot of people think that we're not that a good country, that we have problems, that we're always under attack, and the media, she's wrong, and she's telling lies. So the main idea is to show Israel to the world, to show it we're normal, and on the way, the kid that in Israel that don't know half of the things, the amazing things about the country, will know it too.
Let me ask you, I mean, you're 14 years old.
Yeah.
This, to me, as an American, to think even at 9 or 10 years old about other children in the world, how does that start for you?
Actually, that project about Little Ambassador was most of the idea was my dad's, and then we talked about it, and we just moved on with this project.
Well, okay.
It's like together. There's not that I did it or my dad did it. We're together in this.
Right.
So
how does that make you feel? Because again, you don't see a lot. I don't as an American. I don't see that type of unity. So how does that make you feel as someone? Because I'm sure that maybe you know kids your age that are divorced, they have divorced parents, or they have problems in their home.
All the kids that I ever saw, that parents are divorced, they're really fine with that. They're parents, they're still friends,
right.
They're still meeting together, and there's not a lot of fights. They just understand that it's not the best idea to stay together, but the kids are normal.
Right.
They're fine with their life, they have everything, and they still talk with dad and with mom.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's weird or not, but that's what I know.
Now, how long have you been married, son? Oh, man, we're getting this on radio.
So much.
Just take the number of both your daughters, add it together, and then, you know. How old were you when you got married?
I was young.
You were young. How old are you now?
Now I'm 16.
You're 60.
Yes. Now,
and you're 14. So let's subtract 60 from 14, which comes out to 50.
And we have one girl.
You have another daughter.
Another
32.
Oh, wow.
33.
33?
No, 32.
10 years. 10 days.
10 days.
It's not good to make a woman older than she is. Even if she's 50, and say 32.
Can be about right?
Can. So you had Paula a little later in life. And was that planned? I mean, it's never
not
planned
at
all.
A little bit, a lot after.
Wow.
It's like a surprise.
No, there's nothing like a surprise.
And not so bad surprise.
Can, yeah.
I'm a surprise.
Can, usually the youngest child gets the easiest time.
No, not at all.
No?
Because always when people ask you something about, do you have sisters or brothers? Yeah, I have a sister. Oh, how old is she? Why I can't see her in school learning with you or class above you? So I say, no, she's 32. She's a student. She's working. And in that point, the conversation ends.
Right. Do you have any?
How many people was asked? Is your grandfather?
Yeah,
your grandfather?
A lot. And when I travel with my sister, they're asking me, oh, is that your mother? No, she's my sister.
That's hilarious. Now, is your daughter married? Is your daughter married? You're older though.
In Islam, how about your mom?
Older.
No, not yet.
She's in university?
She studied in university and worked.
Nice.
Yeah.
And did she serve in the army?
No.
No.
No, she did service.
I think that army is not for girls.
Right. I would agree with you on that. It's for the Haredi men.
So much boys, so much guys.
Again.
Don't go to army.
Right.
Why?
I agree.
Why my daughter must go?
I agree. If more men would do what they're supposed to do and be in the army, then the women wouldn't have to. So, wow. No, I see what you're saying. I agree with you. Well, now, were there any kind of projects that you worked with your older daughter? Did I see this? What you do with your...
No, it all started with me.
It all started with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the project is about connecting children all around the world, connect between them, visit our countries, see the culture of our country
right.
as well, and just to build the open mind to other countries, other things.
Right.
And by helping, and with helping by this project, we can show truth.
Show the truth. Yeah.
To other countries, to other people.
To the whole world.
And they're really true.
Because what the whole world knows is a bunch of lies.
Right. No, I agree with you. There's a big leftist media in the United States. It's very bad. The leftist media persecutes Jews.
Not only in the United States.
No, I agree. All over the world. The three biggest enemies to freedom are the leftist media and Islam, and for what we talked about earlier, you said the leftist Jews. So. I think more American Jews should listen to that are left wing. Listen to what your own people are saying because they're telling the truth. So,
and this project helps to improve our English because half of the people in Israel talk like districts. Really, it's really important language, I think. English.
English?
Yeah, so more people should know it, but no one tries to know.
Right.
So.
No, look, first of all, I'm in the Jewish state, so I should know more Hebrew, so I apologize for, you know, not taking the Olpan class.
But you know Sababa, it's the main word.
Can, Sababa. Which is good.
And
Laila Tov and Nishikov. Laila Tov and Nishikov. Laila Tov means good night. Nishikov means kisses. So.
To the blonde neighbor.
Exactly, to the blonde neighbor. Wow, that's hilarious. So you've done this project with Haiti. You're still in school. How did you find time while you were in school with your dad's help?
Now it's summer, and at school we're not learning until the evening. you're entering in 2 or 3, there's a lot of free time.
Right, right.
And what? You can SMS in the middle, text it in the middle of the lesson.
SMS, which means a text message. You text message in the middle of a test?
No, in the middle of the lesson.
Oh, in the middle of the lessons. Okay.
If it's boring, so
don't. And your dad's okay with hearing this.
Sometimes he calls in the middle of the lesson because he forgot that I have a lesson right now. And then all class look at me because I have weird ringtone.
Dad. Wow, that's hilarious. Because they've actually banned cell phones in a lot of schools in the United States, just as far as the usage goes. Well, wow, this is all very interesting. What we're going to do is, we've led up to this. You and your dad have worked together on some great projects, such as the Toys for Haiti, and which led up to a little ambassador of the big world.
When we talk about projects, we must not forget that it is association.
An association.
Yes.
Yeah, because in the next segment, we're really going to go into some depth about a little ambassador of the big world. And we're going to say...
No profit organization.
Ken.
Not profit organization.
Ken, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I basically just wanted to lay the groundwork to let folks get to know you a little bit. What do you do for a living, since we're on that?
Advertising.
Advertising.
And public relations.
Public relations. Very nice, very nice. And,
why are you not asking me what I'm working at?
You're in school.
Maybe I'm working.
Oh, do you have a job?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to ask me.
You're a pretty smart 14-year-old, I'll say that. Seriously, you've done just with the night that I met, talked to you and your daughter on the phone, and I don't know what it was you said. We said something about the United States, and I don't know what... I'm very impressed by the intelligence that is in your family. I'm looking forward to meeting your daughter, your wife.
What is it, intelligence?
Intelligence?
Intelligencia.
You're smart. How smart you are.
Clever and intelligent is not the same.
Yeah, for example, maybe I'm smart, but I'm not intelligent. But
common sense.
No, I'm not intelligent.
Okay.
Just not.
Okay. Anyway, I appreciate what you've done in your family. And
thank you very much.
No, bakashah, which means thank you, or you're welcome in Hebrew. So anyway, so we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to a little ambassador, and the big ambassador for the Jewish people.
Wait.
Huh?
Big.
Big, not weight. Height. Age.
Okay.
Wisdom. And we're going to talk about how this organization, this nonprofit, is reaching out to children all over the world. And it's something that we want to bring to the United States of America. So, this is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel, and we'll be right back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gano. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security. And we're back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. And I am here in... Tell me the name of that town again.
Hamadra Bashipur.
What's the bigger town next to we met at?
Me'ilia, near Haifa.
Ma'alot. Okay. There's so many towns I have to memorize.
Ma'alot, Me'ilia, Haifa.
Haifa's a beautiful, I love the beach here, it's beautiful. Now, do you go to the beach a lot, Paula, with your friends?
No, I prefer the pool.
You prefer the pool, okay.
I don't like the sand.
You don't like the sand. Ah, okay. Gotcha. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You have a beautiful country. And you're very blessed. And it's amazing what the Jewish people have done in 65 years. And it's amazing what they've contributed to society as a whole. You lead the way in technology, in agriculture, in medicine. Now you have your own oil and gas. You have more oil than Saudi Arabia and Iran combined. And that makes you energy independent. And on top of that, it's amazing what the world does not know that Israel does in humanitarian work. And I think that you and your daughter are fine examples of that, because at that time you weren't a nonprofit when you did the whole Toys to Haiti project, right? There was no nonprofit, but you stepped out and you did it anyway because you saw a need. And so, you know, you're an example to not only to the people that you know, but to the people you don't know in Israel, and the people outside of Israel that don't know anything about Israel that see the work that you do. And I think it's fantastic. It's beautiful.
Thanks for tuning. So, it's our aim to show ourselves to the world that we're good people, that we want to help, and we don't want to hurt anyone.
Right. Wow. Coming, that's very well said. Very well said, Paula.
I prepared it before.
You prepared it before. So, okay, we're going to talk about this project you have going on now, which I think is very interesting. It's something that I personally wanted to do, to be a part of, to bring children in the United States in touch with...
In all the world.
In all the world. Now, I say the United States because I'm from there. And we don't see a lot about the Jewish state because of the media, the leftist media in Islam.
And all the lies.
And all the lies. And
it's kind of sad to know that people hate us just because of the media. They hear all the lies and they hate us according to it.
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely correct. And it's unjustified. So, who came up with the name... A little ambassador of the big world. Who came up with that? Dad?
Dad? The one and the only. My dad.
So, how did this come to your mind? Like, how did you conceive this project, this nonprofit?
Like any idea, another idea.
You see the news.
We don't know from where.
Again.
You see the news. You see the situation. You understand that it's a bad situation. And nobody does anything. So if you want to, there's no one will.
Right. No, absolutely. If you don't do it, nobody else will. And so you took the initiative and you came up. Now, how did this start? When you came up with a name. You knew what you wanted to do, and that's helping children, sending a message to children around the world how to connect with
not just through the children to the adults. And when the children grow up to their kids, and say,
no, that's good.
Want something bigger than it's now.
Absolutely. No, and that is quite the opposite of the children that live in the Gaza and the West Strip in their school books. They're actually being taught to hate Jews in the West.
Unfortunately.
And their vehicle is an Islamic ideology. And so you're doing the exact opposite. You're switching it around and showing that the Jewish people they have love, not only for their country, but for the world, to make the world a better place.
There are some people that you can't convince them already that we're good.
Right.
But there's a lot of countries that you can. Because they maybe in some place they love us, and maybe they don't know all the truth, but when they will know, their mind, their thoughts about Israel will change.
Wow.
I think the big problem that people don't know us.
Right.
Don't know truth about us.
Right.
About our children, about our country, about us.
And they hear all the lies that we kill Arabics, and when someone attack us, it's okay.
Right.
Because they're like innocent and we are the guilty.
Right.
And that, so, it sounds unright.
That's very well put, Paula. Wow, this is coming. This shows the maturity level of the Israeli children. Very high maturity level.
I'm not sure that everyone thinks like me, so the part of it is
well, I already know that, but it's close enough.
Is to make the Jewish kids too to know more about the word, to care about it, to care about the people hate us and trying to do something about it.
Right. To be a voice. To be a voice.
And I'll stand just behind and say, okay, so they hate us. I don't care, I'm still a kid.
Right.
But then you will grow up and you'll think the same, and eventually it will get us all killed.
Absolutely. Now, when you started this project, what was this? Who all got involved with it? Who, like, did you present it to politicians or?
No, that's all deal.
Tell me how that started.
All the project, we don't want to involve politics.
Good. Because sometimes the politics don't
if
listen.
Someone will stay about in this project something politics, and his deal. We just want to make sure better.
Right.
That's the only aim.
How did you, when you first started out, how did you present it to schools? Because you've been in Europe.
Facebook.
Through
then
Facebook.
Then we searched after some schools here around.
In Israel?
Yeah, we called to them. We called to foreign countries. We tried to connect, and it happened. And they had a lot of lessons, a lot of pictures from this. They were very excited. They're still in connect with some kids through the mail, Facebook, Twitter. I know there's a lot of ways to connect.
Yeah.
So part of this, because when you talking in the lessons, in video lessons about your country, you realize that how many things you didn't know. Because you think that it's so obvious that you will know everything about your country,
right.
But eventually you don't know nothing.
Right, right. Now, when you talk about the videos, you contacted these schools in Europe, correct? Through Facebook, and you also contacted schools here. So, have you done live stream with like YouTube or
Skype? Yeah.
So children are able to actually see children.
Like 2 hours, you see, you decorate the class with a lot of placards and beautiful thing that you made.
Flags and signs.
And besides that, you proud of yourself, you show it, and they show it back. And you celebrate with them your holidays and everything.
Like Hanukkah.
So, yeah, we light candles together, we sang songs, and songs about peace. And eventually, you're going out from this lesson with some new things.
Right.
That you know about your country, about our countries, about our kids. And you realize that those kids, they're the same like you.
Yeah.
They love the same music, the same shows. And there's a lot of things in common.
Same pizza.
Same pizza.
Same pizza.
So, now, do you have someone that you have found to be a special friend in another country that you keep in contact with all the time, like on Facebook?
I have some friends, new friends, from Russia.
Ah, from Mother Russia.
It's not mother for me.
She was born here. Yeah.
Israel is the mother.
Can.
But the connection was kind of stopped. I know even why, but we sent some letters. We spoke a little bit. That's it.
And that's it. Well, sometimes that happens because people get busy with their life, sometimes it's that. Now that connection is good because it'll always leave an impact on them. And when they hear about Israel, then it'll go back. Okay, I remember my friends I talked with on Skype. I talked with Paula and What are some of the other kids involved with this project here in Israel that you know? What's their names?
From my class, a lot of kids from our classes and other schools that I don't know their name.
Yeah.
But, it's like, I wanted to be in the whole country.
Right.
All over the world.
You want all the schools in Israel to connect with schools in other countries.
When we want to organize a group from Moscow to here, the parents, they afraid to send their kids to here. They said, there's a lot of attacks, my daughter will die or something will happen.
Right.
There will be a bomb in the bus. A lot of bad imagination about Israel. And eventually when they came, they saw that everything is like a normal country.
Right.
Yeah, there's sometimes wars, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And when they saw the kids in 2 o'clock in the night walking in the street.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids here that have.
Yeah, and everything's fine. There is a life.
Yeah.
So they understood that everything's just some lies.
Yeah.
And they want to come again.
So you've actually had the kids that you interact with, they've actually come here to Israel and from Russia. Now, have you had anybody come from any other country besides Russia?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet. This time we have a school in Georgia.
In Georgia?
Yeah. But we try.
Now, let me say this. This is for the American listeners. This is not the state of Georgia in the United States. This is the country of Georgia.
Gruzia.
Gruzia. That's how you say in Hebrew, correct?
By the way, our organization is so young.
It's so young.
Only 1 year.
1 year old, wow.
So
and you've already had kids come from Russia.
So the government doesn't support us.
The government doesn't support you, right, because you're a nonprofit. And we're going to send out that information here. In fact, while you're listening to Paula and...
Actually, something that I'm really ashamed of, we don't have a website.
You don't have a website. Well, you know what? Everything starts out little, and it'll grow.
No, but
everything
when you
costs
want,
money.
Can.
But when you want to present... And all the videos that we have until now, all the photos that people will know what is that about. We can't just build a Facebook page.
Right.
We need a website to show ourselves.
Right.
Because the presentation is part of the thing.
Right. And we're gonna. What I'm gonna do is, anyone that's listening to the radio show right now, while we finish up this second segment, I want you to go to Facebook and look at a little ambassador of the big world. And you can see the work there that Paula and her father have done.
And give us your likes.
And give us your likes, yes. And that's something I will work on for you folks.
And maybe to see all the videos, all the photos.
And see all the videos
exciting.
And the photos. It is very exciting because I looked through it and you showed me some very good videos. About.
And you see the kids there in the class and they're happy.
Yeah.
And they're talking. And they waving the flags.
Yeah.
Even if they can't if they can't talk in English, they're just waving the flags or something.
No, it's
and it's so nice.
And they make
look flags, your flags in second sight.
Yeah.
And there's the kids that are making the videos and stuff. We prepare like weeks ago before the lesson. It's a huge process.
It is a huge problem. I can only imagine. Now, who actually... And let me say this again. Go to Facebook and look at a little ambassador of the big world. Like the page. And look through the videos and the pictures. Now, let me ask you, what do the teachers think about this idea?
The teachers...
Have you gotten a lot of good feedback from teachers?
They think that it's a good idea, but it takes their time.
It takes their time. Well, of
and
course.
And more work, so they do want to help.
Right.
And they're helping eventually because they think that it's really holy purpose and they can do everything to get it come true.
Right. And it benefits them in the ability, you know, I think it allows children to think outside of the box, if I could use that term. To think outside their neighborhood. Their home, their four walls of their home, outside of their neighborhood, outside of their country, and to see how other people were living and vice versa. And it does, you know, it's amazing because when you're young, you're not so stuck in your ways. You're not so like this, like narrow, I don't want to say use the word narrow-minded, but your mind is...
Breaking stereotypes.
You're breaking stereotypes. That's
about Israel.
That's very well said. That's very well said. No, it's okay. So, do you get to spend a lot of time in the classroom? Who goes and represents the organization? Do both of you go to do the video, to help with the video?
Most of the time my dad goes to the school to do lessons because I'm at school.
Right.
And in the phone we want to connect between people that they will help us. It's dad's work.
Right. So your dad goes into the school, you go into the school.
First of all, in the phone, and then if there's a connection and they want it.
Right. And once they want it, then you go in and set up the equipment or...
No, it's not huge equipment.
Right.
Every school has a microphone.
They have a microphone and a camera.
And
it's that simple.
And computers.
It's like that... smart boards.
Right.
And everything is like technology revolution.
And it's a matter of just going to Skype and turning on Skype and seeing both sides. It doesn't cost a lot of money.
And every school has it.
So you're able to utilize the equipment that the schools have. Now, there's some other things that you do also. I have a ribbon here, which unfortunately the listeners can't see.
Yeah.
But it's a ribbon that has a picture of a globe and children all around the globe holding hands. And then it says a little ambassador of the big world in a few different languages.
Hebrew, Arabic, Spanish, and Russian.
Wow. And
English.
And English, yeah. And so have you met all the kids that are in this?
Those kids are kids that wasn't a project that took part in this.
Okay.
We need to add some more kids.
Right, you need to add more kids. And that's why, and what we're going to do is, we're going to work with a little ambassador of the big world because we want to connect you guys beyond Europe, beyond Israel, and go to the United States and connect Christian schools because the Christians are your biggest friends. They're your biggest friends and biggest backers. And so they don't always get the truth because of the media. They understand that they believe this is the Jewish state and they'll fight for it. But it's always good to let them see on a deeper level what Israel's about. So we're going to work with you guys. I'm going to work with you guys. And we're going to connect you with Christian schools in the United States and children that are homeschooled. And we want to do a Skype and allow them to see the children here in Israel. And so I'm certainly glad that you folks approached me with this idea.
And we want to make some shirts with our logo.
You want to make shirts with the logo and mail it to them?
Like, you think that they will remember this project even after after the lesson, they'll get a shirt, they can wear it.
Okay.
They will remember the project. Like, good thing.
No, that sounds good. I mean, now, I would love to have a little ambassador in a big world shirt, t-shirt.
But we can make it.
You can make it.
We can, but not now.
Can. Because you're a nonprofit and you're just starting. And a little ambassador for a big world.
And for now we have hope, just hope.
And now you just have hope. But we're going to do what we can to help you folks raise money to help further your organization, to help build it.
Eventually, after all the lessons, we're visiting the countries, and I think it's the most important thing.
You guys are visiting the countries.
Yes, but the problem is that not every parent can let his kid...
come to Israel.
Yeah, because it costs money, and from Israel to other countries,
right,
it's a problem, and we want kids to visit in Yad Vashem.
Which is the Holocaust Memorial.
Yes, and because unfortunately many kids laughing because they don't know the meaning, they don't know the history.
Right.
And something that you must know.
Right. So history doesn't repeat itself. And especially in Europe, that's good that you're reaching out to kids in Europe, because many times they're not hearing what the truth is about this country, of course.
They think that we are hurting people for nothing,
right.
That we're bad people, that we're trying to control all over the world and to kill anyone that stands in our way. It's lies.
Now, how many countries in Europe have you been working with?
Six, seven.
Can you kind of give me like two or three? You've got Hungary.
It's Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Moldova.
Moldova, which is near Romania.
Belarus.
Okay.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Russia.
Mother Russia.
Your mother Russia.
Sometimes Mother Russia is a mother in itself. But, wow, those are some great countries.
Yes.
Now,
and we need more schools here in Israel to join us.
To join, reaching out. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going to work on. Because I think there's a lot of...
I heard there is a lot of Christians that want to help us, that they love Israel, and it's a chance for them to know some kids
right.
in Israel, to visit here, and to see the truth behind everything.
Right. Right.
And I think it's the most important purpose in this project, to show ourselves.
Yeah. Now, being 14, how big do you want this project to get? I mean, are you willing to stick with it till
as big as possible.
And you're willing, this is a project at 14?
Because it's a project that can have an end, because we always... We need to show ourselves. There's no point in the world that we'll say, oh, everyone is our friend.
Right. No, there will never be a point in which you can say everybody's your friend.
It's impossible. So all that we have to do is just to be nice to our countries.
Right.
To show ourselves and that people will see that we're not their enemies.
Right. Absolutely.
For example, in the same school, 7th class, come to project. Next year, new 7th class. Come.
A new 7th grade class.
Yes.
Nice. They're coming to Israel?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Eventually, after 2 years or something of connection, they're coming to Israel. Maybe 1 year. We need to see how it's working.
Wow. Wow.
But it's the point of everything.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating.
They'll see the history of Israel because there's a lot of Christian places.
Right. A lot of Christian places.
And I was there, I saw it. And even if I'm Jew, it's really interesting, all the history between the Jews and the Christians.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem.
Can. Very beautiful places. And
I worked there, and even if I'm... not really know everything about Christians, it was something powerful that I can see where he walked. And even if I don't really believe in this and I'm not Christian, it's history. Interesting.
It is very interesting. You know, it's amazing to hear you say that, because there's a lot of young people that aren't always thinking outside the box.
Actually not going out outside of the house and outside of the
playing computer. Video games. Yeah, why aren't you playing video games?
I'm not playing video games. I prefer just a computer.
I know. I saw your Facebook page. It's very creative. Now, who designed the Facebook page for A Little Ambassador of a Big World?
The cover?
Or the whole page itself?
Me and my dad. Like, there's material for one place. Someone helped us with the logo here from India.
Yeah.
The cover I made, like, in every holiday. We're working together. We need any help that you can. If it's in designing, making videos, money, everything can help.
Yeah. Well...
even just supporting in your heart.
Absolutely. So, do you have any future, any projects coming up that you can that you're working on now?
I think that it's
because school's coming back in.
No,
you're out of school.
I think that it's a big project that we're going to play jazz with it. But if we have any idea, we can do it with this project. Connect between both of the projects, and it always ideas shows up like nonstop.
So yeah.
It's endless.
So it's ongoing. It's all the time moving forward. So you're going to, once you're in school, so you've been working on this all summer, or is it take a break?
No, it's not that we're always in it.
Right.
It's like part of your life. If you see that something new happens, you're updating it on Facebook. If you have an opportunity for something, you're going to that. You just, it happens in the middle of your life. It doesn't disturb you.
Right.
It's not bothering. It's, you have a regular day. You wake up at 2 o'clock.
And you're always thinking a little ambassador of the big
world. No, you're not thinking all the time about it. Yeah, it's really important part of your life. But it's not taking all of your life.
Right, right.
Of course,
you have a balance.
You're busy. Of course, you're busy with that, but you have life.
Exactly.
And maybe it's all because we have dialogues behind of this project.
You have a dialogue.
Ideology.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
I would say.
No, I'm okay. Now I understand.
So
and that's perfect.
It's part of you, what you think about the world.
You live
it's
it every day.
With you, but as you're not putting all your time because you want to live. It's something that goes with you, and sometimes you
don't have to think about being an ambassador. You always are through your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you hear someone that tells bad things about Israel, of course that you'll stand for Israel and you'll tell him that it's not right and you'll tell him the truth. And it's his choice if to believe or not. But you did your job.
Right. Wow. You're absolutely correct. Wow. Wow. How old are you again? 14?
Yeah, 14. And 1 month.
I think there's some adults that don't even get that, you know? So, wow, that's powerful.
So they should.
They should, absolutely. They should, absolutely. Wow. So, a little ambassador of a big world. Now, I want to give the...
Remember this name.
Always remember this name. Now, they can find it on the Facebook page, or they can email you at la.of.bw@gmail.com.
That's like little... Ambassador A of Big Word.
la.of.bw@gmail.com. Little Ambassador, that's the initials. Mm-hmm. Little Ambassador of the Big World at gmail.com. So you can go there and send an email and ask for more information. Or you can go to a Little Ambassador of the Big World and on Facebook. Or you can email me. Michael A. Ganoe, G-A-N-O-E, @gmail.com. And I will direct you on to Simon and on to Paula. And we'll get you more information. And we want more schools in Europe to be involved with this. But more than not, as an American, I want more Christian schools and homeschool kids to be involved with this, and that's how I'm going to help this organization, by getting them involved. And so that way we can allow the Jewish people to come into contact, the kids here to come into contact with American kids. So it's a great project. Listen, I am very thankful that you and your father work together. And it's not...
Very true.
And it's kind of like I talked to a guy one time, and he's like, him and his wife ran a business together, and he said, I don't know if that's something I would advise everyone to do, you know, but even though that's not for everyone, I'm glad I see it in your family, and I definitely look forward to meeting your wife at some point, and your other daughter.
It's not our last meeting, so.
It's not our last meeting.
From you can always come and visit.
Yes, exactly. No, thank you very much, Paul, for that for allowing me to do that. So, with that being said, I want to say thank you.